I remember many years ago now, when I was first assigned as a chaplain of the high school, I started the homily by asking the question of the students, "Prove to me that you have value." And through the course of the beginning of the homily, you know, there were several students who said things, you know, very pious things, knowing that I was a priest. So, you know, "I'm made in the image and likeness of God." I smiled. They didn't realize how honorary I was going to be that day. And because I said to the person, I said, "I don't believe in God. So it doesn't matter to me if you're made in his image or likeness. Prove to me that you have value." And you know, there was other things by what I have done. I said, "Well," or "by what I do." And I said, "Okay, so you are sick. You are laying in bed. Now you have no value." One said, "What I have done?" I said, "I've got a bad memory. I forgot what you've done. Now you don't have any value." And the gospel today reveals to us something about the value of each and every one of us. No matter how big, no matter how small, no matter how seemingly insignificant in the eyes of the world, you have value because God came in search of you. We know that the sheep, the lamb, the one that has gone astray, the little one, has value because the shepherd went to look for it. And brothers and sisters, our value, no matter how much, no matter how many efforts, no matter how many perfections, no matter how many publicity shots, no matter how many times our name is mentioned on the news or in TV, or how many Hall of Fames that we get inducted to, none of that has lasting value. It is the value that God imparts to us. It proves our worth. It proves our dignity. And the most awesome thing about that, my brothers and sisters, is no matter if we are able to do or not do, no matter if we remember every good thing we've done or forget it, no matter if we believe in the God who loves us or not, we have value. We have worth. For God's action to come in search of us, to offer his life for our ransom, proves it. And so today, the reflection is very simple. Rejoice, my brothers and sisters. Rejoice and be glad. For our God has come in search of us, so that we would not be lost, but that we would have life through him. Amen.